They were silent for a long time. Everywhere David looked, he was reminded of his family, the warmth of June's breath against his cheek, his mother singing as she folded laundry at the table, his father's stories echoing against these walls. Gone, all of them gone, and his daughter, too. He struggled against grief from old habit, but tears slipped down his cheeks. He could not stop them. He wept for June, and he wept for the moment in the clinic when he handed Phoebe to Caroline Gill and watched her turn away. Rosemary sat at the table, grave and still. Once their eyes met, and he held her gaze, a strangely intimate moment. He remembered Caroline watching him from the doorway as he slept, her face softened with love for him. He might have walked with her down the museum steps and back into her life, but he'd lost that moment, too.
"I'm sorry," he said, trying to pull himself together. "I haven't been here for a long time."
She didn't answer, and he wondered if he sounded crazy to her. He took a deep breath.
"When is your baby due?" he asked.
Her dark eyes widened in surprise.
5 months, I guess."
"You left him behind, didn't you?" David said softly. "Your boyfriend. Maybe he didn't want the baby."
She turned her head, but not before he saw her eyes fill.
"I'm sorry," he said at once. "I don't mean to pry."
She shook her head a little.
"It's okay. No big deal."
"Where is he?"
he asked, keeping his voice soft.
"Where's home?"
"Pennsylvania,"
she said after a long pause. She took a deep breath, and David understood that his story, his grief, had made it possible for her to reveal her own.
"Near Harrisburg? I used to have an aunt here in town," she went on. "My mother's sister, Sue Wallace. She's dead now. But when I was a little girl, we came here to this place. We used to wander all over these hills. This house was always empty. We used to come here and play when we were kids. Those were the best times. This was the best place I could think of."
He nodded, remembering the rustling silence of the woods. Sue Wallace. An image stirred, a woman walking up the hill carrying a peach pie beneath a towel.
"Untie me," he said, softly still.
She laughed bitterly, wiping her eyes.
"Why?" she asked. "Why would I do that with us alone up here and no one around? I'm not a total idiot."
She rose and gathered her scissors and a small stack of paper from the shelf above the stove. Shards of white flew as she cut. The wind moved, and the candle flames flickered in the drafts. Her face was set, resolute, focused and determined like Paul when he played music, setting himself against David's world and seeking another place. Her scissors flashed and a muscle worked in her jaw. It had not occurred to him before that she might harm him.
"Those paper things you make," he said. "They're beautiful."
"My Grandma Rose taught me. It's called Scherenschnitte. She grew up in Switzerland, where I guess they make these all the time."
"She must be worried about you."
"She's dead. She died last year."
She paused, concentrating on her cutting.
"I like making these. It helps me remember her."
David nodded.
"Do you start with an idea?"
he asked.
"It's in the paper," she said. "I don't invent them so much as find them."
"You find them?"
"Yes."
He nodded.
"I understand that. When I take pictures, that's how it is. They're already there, and I just discover them."
"That's right,"
Rosemary said, turning the paper.
"That's exactly right."